This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am so excited about our show today. And as soon as I get through this intro, I am sure you will be just as excited as I am, because I have an amazing guest. And just really excited to have my guest on today. I want to remind everyone on this beautiful Wednesday morning, I hope everyone is comfortable. I hope you have your coffee, your tea, whatever it is, whatever your preference is this in the morning here on this beautiful Wednesday, because I want you to sit down and give all of your attention to the wisdom that the guest is going to drop on us. And if you're listening later on in the as a download or on iTunes or however you prefer listening, I am sure you will enjoy it just as much. As always, I'd like to encourage everyone to be sure that they hang on till the end of the program. That's when the juicy stuff hits, because that's when you find out the what our guests have as a gift for those of you who are listening, as well as all the ways that you can connect with her. And I guarantee you are going to want to do that. You are going to want to do that. And it's also when I will give information on how to connect with me and give me great ideas for additional guests. When you listen to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, you get a feel of what we focus on. And we like to use a lot of the neuroscience, a lot of this technical stuff that's coming out of the field of neuroscience, and funnel it down into things that we can use, usable processes, usable information to improve our life, our business, our relationship, to be able to live a happier life that's more fulfilling, and to have our relationships do the same. And my guest today is an expert on that, because we are going to be talking about the topic of what it means to lead an extraordinary life, a life that just pops, and it pops with passion, with purpose, and with personality. And we're going to learn all about what POP stands for. We're going to learn about how person, you know me, Brain Lady Julie, the brain personality connection expert. I love personalities. I love human dynamics. And I love being able to share that information here on the show. And my guest today has amazing viewpoints and information that she has to bring to share, and a really cool story. I like her background. I like her story. I want to tell you a little bit about our guest today. Her name is Palasupe Cotter, and she is the founder and director of POP. And we go back. We go back quite a long way. She used to be television personality, news personality here in the Northern California area. And that is how I actually originally connected with her, when I had her come speak for one of my events. And I love her presence. I love her poise. I love her personality. There we go. Three P's. I love it. I love it. And so I was really excited. She's no longer in the United States. She is in New Zealand. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to read to you a little bit about her. On her about page on her website, she says that she just has always been passionate about articulating ideas, finding messages, and helping others to do the same. Through personal and leadership coaching and strategic messaging and mentoring and writing, she helps people and organizations get clear about who they are, recognize the value they have to offer. That's a big one, because a lot of women in business especially do not thrive in that. and learn to express that comfortably and strategically for their businesses. After earning a master's degree from Oxford University, she spent 2 decades as an award-winning television journalist, the main anchor, reporter, and producer here in the United States. She also coached and mentored executives, leaders, and other journalists. Now she broadcasts for fun on 2 separate podcasts and radio shows, and she focuses on public speaking, writing, mentoring, and coaching. She moved to New Zealand in 2011, and that's when she decided to share some of her secrets from her former career, first through a company called Personal Prans, and now through her pop-up communications consultancy. She has a wide range of services and expertise, from soft training to strategic messaging to transformational speaking, and she supports people and organizations to articulate their passion, purpose, and personality and empower them to connect strategically. She is also the dynamic mom of 2 teenage, I like this, fascinating teenage boys. Teenage boys are incredibly fascinating. Raise 3 of them. She has a tiny dog and a big personality. She is a wife to a very, very busy husband, and she has various causes that she volunteers for. So I want everyone to welcome Pallas Hupe-Cotter to the show. Pallas, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Julie. I really am excited about being here, especially because we didn't manage to make this work technically last week. So I've been waiting for a couple of weeks to get a chance to chat.
Oh, and I love it. And you know what? It's all good. It's all good. We just roll with it and make it work. And for those who are listening to understand, so I do my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time in California, which is, like I said, that's where Pallas and I met many years ago. And Pallas graciously agreed to come on, and it is 5 a.m. where she is at. So I want everybody to appreciate how dynamic and how passionate she is about being able to share her message, that she would be willing to get up at such an incredibly early time. I know that's early for me. My brain, it does not wake up until the sun wakes up. So I feel blessed and honored to have you on the program today. And we're gonna talk more about what you are doing in your business, what this pop for, and lots of ways that you are helping to people get through struggles that they have. And Pallas and I have had a couple of opportunities since she, just in the last few months, to reconnect and talk more about what she's doing and how she's helping people to step into really their natural gifts, so to speak, which those of you who are fans of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, you know that that's something that I really want to help people do, is engage and connect with their personality. But before we get to really the core of some of those questions that we were going to answer on the program, I always like asking my guests so that the member or the listeners can really get to connect with them on a personal level. What led you to, I read your professional bio, but what really led you emotionally to come to this point in your life where you left the, I call it the limelight, but I know it's a ton of work being a news anchor. But what led you to go from that to public speaking and to building this business around passion, purpose, and personality? What kind of, give us a little bit of a backstory on that.
Sure. Well, there were positives and negatives, obviously, about the career, as there are with any careers. And I, from a very young age, adored working with words. I read a lot as a child. I loved to write. I was a very, very shy child, but then I discovered some sort of unique talent. Well, unique to me, because I didn't like to speak to other people that much, but I could speak to a group. So public speaking became clear that was a talent early on. Then, interestingly, I got involved with a television show for children in Saudi Arabia when my parents moved to Saudi Arabia, and discovered a talent for speaking on camera. So I got into news to not only play to those strengths, but also because I have a very strong drive to contribute to community and to use those strengths and whatever they are for each individual. I just believe my value is that I need to contribute to community. So the news was the way to do that. And I did that for 20 years. And when I started out, it was a different kind of industry. It was very issue-oriented, solutions-focused, and it was did from needing to make a profit. As we all know, in the last decade and even beyond that, the business model has changed for news. And companies that own news products realized, actually, we can make a profit off of this. But then it became advertiser dollar-driven, and the opportunity to do that really substantial news shrank a bit as it wasn't as appealing, and also they couldn't afford the large amount of staff that was required to put into products like that. So, long story short, it started to not feel right as it did when I started out. And I started just with a niggle in the back of my mind. And then one day I walked into my home and I said, you know what? The life that I'm leading on the outside does not match who I am on the inside. Yes, I'm playing to my strengths, but there's a value violation here because I'm not being able to contribute in the way, the positive way that I want to. So that was part of it. Another value violation was, you mentioned those teenage boys. They weren't teenagers. They were little kids. And I had always worked. And as they went into school and I worked at night, I wasn't seeing them because they would go to school in the morning. I'd drop them off. And then sometimes I'd make it home for dinner, sometimes I didn't. And I didn't choose to have a family, never to see them. So those two things happened and made me realize that I needed to make a change.
Sorry, I muted myself so I didn't make any background noise.
You know, for a minute, I thought we had more technical difficulties.
Oh, no, I just gave her a harder start. I love that. I love that because you were putting priorities in place. And I think that's something that a lot of women have a tough time doing because they kind of doubt themselves in all the different areas. And I like that you stayed true to your, you know, to your core of what you stand for. That's a beautiful background story. And I think a lot of us can learn from that. If you're in a position or you're in a career that maybe you love the technicality of it, I mean, you know, maybe you loved what it meant in the beginning, but it's not resonating with your core passion, then you might want to take a look at what you can do to make adjustments. So you came home and you started raising your kids and you created POP. So tell us, what is POP about? What does POP stand for?
Well, I just have to say, I didn't just come home. I came home and then we turned home from Northern California into New Zealand. So I was given a gift by the universe, basically. My husband was offered a job down here and I was given the opportunity to recreate. So just tying into your point, this takes years. It took me a decade to actually reinvent. And so for those out there looking to make this change, just stick with it. Things happen, you know, incredible things happen, like moves to overseas. That's what happened for me. But you can start making baby steps. And I started learning the art of public speaking in Northern California, which is how I met you. So when I came to New Zealand, I started with the company personal brand, because that was about, you know, finding your personal brand. And that's how I expressed it. But found that in this culture in New Zealand, which is a tall poppy culture, people shy away from putting themselves out there. So that even that phrase brand was off-putting. So I simply changed the name of my company to POP, which is the power of passion, purpose, and personality. But I do exactly the same thing. And we help people identify, see, and recognize their own value, and then learn how to express that authentically and strategically. And we base it on something called the BOM-BOM model, which you and I have talked about before.
Yep. I love it. I love it because it's chocolate.
Yeah.
Right? What woman doesn't love that? So tell us, what is that model?
Well, it is based on chocolate because when you think about layers of personality, most people think about the metaphor of an onion. And sure, here's where it works. The onion has a sort of hard layer on the outside that's hard to get past. And then there are many layers on the inside. And so we often walk around with this layer, this outer coating that is hard to get past and actually hides who we are inside. We paste a smile on our faces or dress a certain way and we say, okay, this is what it is to be professional and put together. but we're not revealing what's inside. But that's where the metaphor with an onion stops, because onions are rather, well, not that tasty unless you caramelize. And so a bonbon is a multi-layered chocolate. It has different flavors and textures. And so we, and I say we because I had a co-creator at the time, we got together and we said, okay, what is that? And briefly, right under the surface is the crunch layer. And that is your skills and your experience, your life experience. And then there's the caramel layer under that. That is soft, gooey, and very vulnerable layer. And that is where your passions and values lie. And then at the core are those core talents that you can count on 24/7. And so you can see where this is going. I like to help people identify what's in those layers, find words to express it, and then just make sure that what they're doing in life, how they're spending their time and energy is aligned with each of those, sort of the strongest passions and values, the strongest talents, and lining up with their life experience. And if it isn't, how can they get the life experience or upskill to make sure that they're closer in alignment with really what lights them up inside? And in the end, you end up not with a chocolate with a wrapper on it, but this gorgeous handcrafted chocolate that you see when you open one of those fancy boxes, you know, maybe dark chocolate with a hint of chili flakes on the outside, or pistachio and white chocolate. And now I've made everyone hungry. I get that.
Now I want chocolate. You know, I love that analogy, because one of the things that I try to focus on in my business is helping people dig down to that gooey center as well. You know, and I love the way that you do it, and focusing with personality and helping people to realize that oftentimes they coat over even an onion layer over their beautiful chocolate, you know,
yeah.
Because we tend to want to please other people. It's everyone's natural bend to want acceptance from other individuals.
Well, you know this. It's how we're hardwired, because it's our survival instinct kicking in, and we think we have to. And it's fear that gets in the way of us doing something different. Fear of being rejected, fear of being vulnerable, fear of being found out as different or not fitting in with the rest of the tribe. And that all comes down to that hardwiring survival instinct.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? We forget that we can create our own tribe. And I love that you use that term in some of the things that you do, and you invite people to become part of that tribe that is living, you know, truer to their purpose. What do you think is really the price that people pay for not leading their lives with that passion, purpose, and personality, that pop? What's the price that they're paying?
Well, probably the price that you talk about when you talk about people not playing to their quadrant that's true for them, so that brain personality connection. But for me, I know that it started with sort of an inkling, and then an agitation, and then I had health issues. You know, for years I would come down with, you know, cold after cold or sinus infection after sinus infection. I got strep throat 6 times in 1 year when I was working in Detroit. And that, yes, I was working crazy hours, not getting enough sleep, young children, et cetera, but that's a clue that something is out of sorts. I also used to have dreams, and you'll laugh about this. I had dreams that I lived in a home, and the home had this room that I would just discover it needed renovation, or maybe it was a second floor. And so I had this recurring dream that there were parts of me, and if you use the Gestalt theory of dreams or whatever theory you apply, usually you're dreaming about a representation of you that just wasn't getting attention. And mm-hmm. I remember people would just introduce me, oh, this is Palace, she's a news anchor. And in my heart, although I had worked so hard to get there, I felt, but I'm more than that. I'm multi-layered. I've got many different things. And I felt a bit boxed in. And I do want to say that I am grateful for the opportunity. And for many years, I loved what I did. It was after doing it for such a long time that I outgrew it. And So I think it's really important for people to understand this doesn't just happen overnight. Usually it comes when it is time for you to grow. And so It can come, you know, when you're into the middle of a career, which can be really inconvenient. Or, you know, for me, it was at the height of success. And to turn my back on that, many people thought was crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, you hit the nail right on the head, because I always tell people what started me in the journey into the brain was understanding that psychoneuroimmunology and the way that your thought process and your emotions and your self-taught and the stresses that you're having in your life literally will adjust the amount of white blood cells in your bloodstream. And then you get strep throat three times in a year. You know, you get to the point where your body just says, your brain's going, I have to make changes. And so the subconscious starts to take over, and it doesn't allow you to think clearly and experience life the way that you should. And that's a really good lesson, I think, for the listeners. I'm not telling you that if you are 5 years away from retirement to just stop, you know, you have to weigh everything. And obviously, Palace, for you, what with the move with your husband and the family and all of that, it was wonderful. The key is to really evaluate where you're at in your life and what your body needs to tell you, and what adjustments can you make to lead a happier life, because who wants to be miserable? Right.
Well, and for me, I had to honor that to begin with, just by finding opportunities to write. And you'd think I was writing all day at work, but I started writing children's stories. And so I found ways to do it in my free time that mm-hmm. honored some of those different layers. And it wasn't for a paycheck. It was simply to light that, light myself from inside with energy, give myself energy. So you can find other ways outside of work. It doesn't always have to be tied to what you do for a living. But
absolutely.
It's important that you find a way. And people say, oh, I can't, I've got too much going on. Actually, when you do things like that, it does give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing what you can do and how that positively impacts you, your mood and your health, as you just said.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it because Palace messaged me last week and said, I think I'm the innovator. And I'm like, you're so the innovator. That is exactly what you are. And just saying that you were, you know, creating children's books and you're writing, and that invigorated you. If you look at it like a brain energy bank account, and when you're not living true to your personality that you teach people, when you're not from a scientific point of view, what happens is you're like making withdrawals from this brain energy bank. It are just tons and tons of withdrawals without making any deposits, and eventually. You know, what happens is what happened to you. You get tired, you get sick. But when you are doing something that fits your brain personality connection, it's like you're making deposits into your brain energy bank. So it actually does. It invigorates you. It gives you physical energy, which
yep.
is kind of an interesting scientific thing there. We are going to, I'm looking at the time. Let's see. Let's talk just real quick. Let's talk about what do people struggle with the most that keeps them inside of this bubble. What have you found in your experience that causes people to just stay put?
Well, there are two pain points. And one is at that candy coating layer, that outer layer that they wrap under a wrapper. I work with politicians, for example, and they want to appeal to as many voters as possible. So you have them almost appearing generic instead of authentic, because they're trying to appeal to everybody, and people can feel that. And I try to tell them, look, I know you need to do certain things to get elected, but people will form a more trust-based relationship with you and just feel your authenticity if you own who you are. So for example, one was accused of not having a sense of humor. I said, you know what, go out there and just own that. Say, yep, I was born without a funny bone, but what do you want? You know, a politician who can tell good jokes or write good policy. And it feels dangerous to them because they think, oh, you know, I've got to make sure that I'm perfect. And how many mothers out there feel this way too? I've got to appear perfect. So often we can get stuck at that candy coating, and we wrap ourselves in this layer, this wrapper that masks who we are. But then the other pain point is this hollow at the center feeling, because sometimes we're wrapping ourselves up because we think, but there isn't anything of value in there, which is so upsetting and very much what drives me. And there are many reasons for that. But I'll just say it is surprising how few of us can take an honest look at ourselves and own our value, own what we're good at, mm-hmm. and dare to express express that, because then, you know, even if we can see it, oh no, you can't say that out loud. And there are ways to say it. I work with people all the time that come across as comfortable and authentic and don't sound like bragging. And that's what I learned living in New Zealand, where they have a tall poppy culture. If you step your head up above the parapet, if you try to stand up and out, you'll get cut down, because you shouldn't do that. Humility is very important here. So there are ways around that. But those are the two pain points that I see people struggle with, and they can struggle with it their entire life. So that drives me, absolutely drives me.
Yeah, those are really excellent points. And women, again, a lot of our listeners are women entrepreneurs. Of course, the base of this is of this particular show is on the eWomen Network, you know, podcast network. So we get a lot of women entrepreneurs that are listeners, and especially as a female entrepreneur who is a mother as well, or in a relationship, that first pain point is huge. Trying to be everything to everyone, and actually both pain points, you know, and then that hiding that center, or not being able to really own that. I recall one speaking engagement that I did, and I had this heckler in the audience, and afterwards the you know, the person who had put the event together, she apologized, and I was like, don't apologize. It's okay. She was being authentic to her brain personality connection. That's okay.
Well done.
You just roll with it, you know? And I think more people actually need to do that. Of course, they might do it a little bit more tactfully, but what is it? You know, you're not going to appeal to everyone, and that's okay. There are different brains, different personalities. It's okay. You appeal to your base.
Absolutely. And I tell people, look, it's just, you're a different chocolate in the box, you know, but you're a fancy chocolate nonetheless. And those who like you, by the way, will love you for life. I always go for the dark chocolate with chili flakes. So those who choose you know exactly what they're getting, and they will not be disappointed. But sure, there is a risk that someone says, nope, you know, dark chocolate with chili flakes, not my favorite. That's the risk, and people do find that very confronting. But if you just think of yourself as a fancy chocolate, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yep. That is so very true. All right, we are going to go ahead and take our break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, but we got lots more yummy chocolate to talk about when we come back with my wonderful guest, Palace Ubay-Cotter. Join me back after the break.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. It is with this program that we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, We can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. This is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, taking this life-changing message to the world, as you can imagine, is a very large undertaking. And that's why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over two decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you're up for the challenge and you want to help me change the world for the better, one brain at a time, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com and we'll talk.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am here with my amazing guest all the way from New Zealand, bright and early in the morning, tomorrow morning. Kind of hard to wrap your head around. Now it's Thursday morning for Palace. Palace Upekkadar, once again, thank you for being on the program, Palace. You were sharing before we went to break some of the reasons why people, the two main pain points why people do not really own their passion or live with passion, purpose, and own their personality. And you did talk to some extent about what, you know, drove you to create POP and create this program surrounding it. But give us a little bit more in-depth idea of what really, really drives you to do it. What makes Palace pop?
Well, you obviously talked about the love of words. So that is a core talent, that communication. Being able to pitch messages to people is also part of that. And so when you're talking about your core skills, often we think, okay, it's got to be good with numbers or good with words, but it can be softer skills like reading people's energy. But I sort of read people's communication style. So when I figured that out, that was super useful in news, obviously, because I would talk to top politicians, but I would also talk to people on the street. I've talked to hog farmers. I've talked to convicts. And you need to be able to communicate and be trusted by people, trusted to get them to tell their personal stories to a complete stranger. So that takes persuasion skills, that takes other things, but more importantly, it takes a sense of authenticity and an ability to be able to communicate. So that was useful. And what I found when I was doing stories, people often ask me, well, who did you interview? Who was famous and who do you remember? And quite frankly, I cannot remember. I do remember interviewing Kevin Bacon in the Fox Theater in Detroit, and I found him very authentic, and that's why I remember him. But it's the people I met, you know, on the streets of Detroit, who were living next to burned out houses, who kept their little patch perfectly manicured, who made the most of their opportunities and knew who they were and you know, tied their work that they did both at work or in the community to what their values were. And I'll use an example of a woman. I talk about her all the time. She was someone whose kids had grown and gone. But she would go around and collect neighborhood kids in her station wagon and drive them after school to a literacy tutor because there was a 49% adult illiteracy rate in Detroit at the time. And I did a story on her and I went to the tutors and I said, boy, kids must be thrilled. And the tutor said, actually, not all of them are, because they feel that she is raising the expectations of the kids beyond what is reasonable. So she thinks that they might be thinking they can get up and out and they might not be able to, and so they're fearful. So she did it because she was driven by her value and her passion to make her community better and make the individuals better. So essentially what I'm saying is I recognize that these people had incredible talents and passions and values, and their stories fascinated me. And I wanted them to recognize how special they were because they didn't always see it. And honestly, nothing drives me more crazy than someone who does not see the value that they have to share with the world. You can be standing next to me in a grocery store line, and if I sense a self-deprecating comment or something that you dismiss a compliment, I'm in there coaching you on the spot because it is so important to me. We are given gifts, and I, you know, we can make the most of them. But if you don't actually see and own the value you have, you get stuck in life. And you can only go so far. And we so often, I did a TEDx talk, and it was about leading an extraordinary life. And spoiler alert, I'll have to say, but I redefined extraordinary as extraordinary, just one step beyond the ordinary. People get shut down because they think, oh, but I haven't, you know, solved some incredible problem in the world. So I'm less than. And no one's less than if you are actively playing to your strengths, your passions and values, and doing something that makes the most of the gifts that you've been given. But people get shut down because they compare themselves to others. And I will share that a few years ago, and I don't know that I've talked with you about this, Julie, but I've started to blend this into my messaging because this is when my message became a mission. I lost my beautiful younger brother to suicide. And while there wasn't much that I could do, he had brain injuries that could have changed his situation. The one thing that I wish that I had been able to do was to get him to recognize his value more. And I obviously have made peace and moved on as much as you can. But that, like I said, turned what became a message that I was sharing into a mission. Because it is so incredibly, deeply important to me that people recognize the value they have to offer, that I say now I'm on a mission to help 100,000 people have lives that pop, need lives that pop, because it is so fundamental to our happiness and our satisfaction and our impact in the world, quite frankly, and our legacy.
Yeah, that is beautiful. So beautiful. It's so true. And I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you for opening up and sharing that. But how often does something like that happen when a person leads a miserable life because they have that self-doubt and they're not feeling that they're enough? And in worst case scenario, you lose someone like you did with your brother. So condolences for that. And thank you very much for sharing that. But it helps us and the listeners. You can see now how she truly is passionate, and she has a very valid reason for being passionate. So as you're doing this, you're meeting with individuals, I would guess that based on what you've told us, I can see how it's a whole lot more than just changing a politician's wording and making him more articulate or her more articulate. How does your work, the work that you do, actually change not their just their message, but their lives, their individual space in the world?
Well, it's funny that you bring the politician up because very often with politicians, they'll say, okay, right, I just want media training, just media training. And I get that. But I make everybody go through the POP process, which is a process that I co-created with my creative partner, business partner at the time, who is from the Netherlands, actually. She was an opera singer. She has a great story of her own. And we wrote a workbook together, which you can get online. But, you know, she talked about, you know, being cast as an opera singer and wanting to contribute in different ways. But anyway, my point is that we wrote this process and we would bring it to people and they'd say, no, I just want media training, or she would help them with their vocal coaching. And we'd say, no, we want you to actually do a deep dive. and people resisted, especially someone in that sort of high profile, busy sort of position. But it was always about, you know, you can message all you want all day long, but if you're not doing it with a clear eye to who you are and doing it authentically, people will sense it. They will not be able to articulate why. And Simon Sinek did a beautiful TEDx talk on this, where the concept is beautiful, called The Golden Circle. This is true for companies and brands. There has to be an authenticity that people perceive. So that authenticity, we we sort of helped them tap into by taking them through this POP process, which includes the Bonbon model. So once they would do that, then they could strategically message, but weave their own stories into the words that they were saying. So if, you know, you had a policy that you wanted to pitch, you can say, well, the reason for doing it is because I grew up, my mother was, you know, receiving unemployment benefits, and I just never want someone to feel shame if they have to, you know, go in and qualify for food stamps. You know, I'm just making it up. But anyway, my point is to overlap your personal story and your why with the talking points and the media messaging. So I will work with people both on that, I call it personal development, and that is getting clear and finding the specific words that describe who you are in those different layers of that Bonbon model, and then spend a lot of time on the candy coating. How are you getting that across? It's anything from, you know, creating a personal brand statement to teaching you how to use that naturally in conversation, or putting that on a LinkedIn profile or on a CV or resume. I even help people construct conversations that they can have, because, you know, people get stuck when they're at a party and someone says, what do you do? And if they're not a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, TV personality, people's eyes glaze over. So I spend a lot of time teaching them how to explain what they do without putting other people to sleep. And so that's really rewarding, because it's just really, they have, people have those aha moments at that time.
That's, I love it. And again, it is something that, because I've been working with women entrepreneurs, and I keep going back to this, and it's just because that's a lot of the individuals that I've worked with in the past, but this is going to happen to absolutely everyone. I could see it happening to someone like my husband, because he doesn't have the strongest self-confidence, and he struggles with that and being able to really let his authentic self out for a lot of different reasons. We're still working on that after 31 years of marriage, but you know,
Julie, we're dealing with the stepping on one another, but I'll just quickly throw in here that it seems hackneyed, but LinkedIn used to have a thing when you go in to fill in the summary, and it said, I'm passionate about ... And but helping people, just the one thing that someone can take away today is, if you, someone asks you what you do, just try answering, well, I'm really passionate about XYZ. And it's amazing how that can launch you into a discussion about what you do, and it immediately taps you into what you're passionate about. And that brings that authenticity out, and then the conversation flows from there. So, you know, I had a friend who had a job that she had to go through death statistics and find out why people died instead of got better during medical treatment. You talk about a conversation stopper. So I helped her reframe that with, I'm really passionate about making sure that people get good, positive medical outcomes when they go for care. And so I do this, and this is my title, XYZ. And that made that conversation a whole lot easier.
That's beautiful, because you're taking something that can be perceived as a negative, dealing with death, into a positive, dealing with helping people live healthier. You know, very, very awesome way. Awesome way. That's one of the things that, you know, I'm always working with my clients and saying, how can you flip those negative voices in your head into something positive, you know? So someone says you talk too much. Well, you have a gift for words, right? You just twist it into a positive, because your brain listens. Your brain, I always tell people, your brain listens to what your mind is saying. So you've got to be careful about what you're telling it. And it affects our subconscious. It affects the way we show up, like you said, in a room. So it's very important to look at that. And I like that you can start off with something as basic as saying, I'm really passionate about, and filling that in. And that's going to draw people in a beautiful way too.
Yes. And for men, sometimes it's I'm driven by, because passionate about just may seem a little too soft for them at times. So that's a way to sort of tweak that a bit to fit the personality type.
Perfect. Yeah. Men, yep, their brains are different.
Yep.
Less emotional words. So saying I'm driven by is definitely, I like that. I like that. That's great. Because we do have a fair amount, my statistics say we have a fair amount of male listeners. So something that they can take away. from the program as well. Well, this is just amazing information. And I really think it's a fun way. I love your analogy of the chocolate, and I love the way that you're working with people to help them really step into what I call their natural gifts, or what you know, their personality, and then be passionate about it and be able to confidently share that with the world, because that's when your energy shifts around you and you really start, people are like, oh, I like this person. You know, that's not because you're overly charismatic or you're have this dynamic presence. It's just because you're comfortable in your own skin.
Yes, you're comfortable in your own skin, and you give yourself permission to be you. And this idea of, you know, oh, I if I say this about myself, it's going to be bragging. Bragging is different. It's look at me, aren't I great? But when I get people to own their value and do it in that I'm passionate about or I'm driven by, I really have them reframe it as, this is what I do to serve the world. This is how I can contribute. So, you know, I happen to be good at words. This is how I can contribute to the world through that. And when people reframe it that way, it just, you can see their whole bodies relax, you know, because it's this terrible tension. Nobody wants to come across as bragging. It is a natural thing to want to avoid, again, because you don't want to stand out from the tribe and be perceived as different, because then you're vulnerable. But it's important, because in this crowded, noisy world, and it's less crowded and noisy in New Zealand, I'll say that, but we've got to find ways to express who we are, or we'll get overlooked for opportunities. And that, you know, that's also going to impact your life. So until you figure out how to do this, you're limiting your potential for happiness and success and growth, frankly, growth opportunities.
Yeah. And you never know how much your gifts are going to positively affect other people. You know, when you think about just the work that you're doing, it's your gift. It's what you're passionate about, and it's your gift to help others find theirs. And if you're not out there doing that work, you know, how many people are going to remain in that wrapper and not be able to, you know, shine and pop out of the box when it's opened up.
Well, I have to say, Julie, that 10 years, I talked about this transformation taking 10 years. I wrote a transformation wish, a reinvention wish 10 years ago. And I sat in my bed in Northern California, and I just wrote without thinking, without putting any parameters, saying, this is what I want to do. I want to reinvent. I want to be with my kids. I want to be in nature. I want to share these secrets. I want to help other people learn how to reinvent. And one thing we need to do is get very clear in our brains about what we want. And we never give ourselves permission to do that, because we have shoulds and coulds and parameters and buts and that. And you've got to get clear. And once you get clear, then things start to flow.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you wrote it down. Again, utilizing brain science, neuroscience here, that has a huge impact. Especially if you not just write it down, but then you read it out loud to yourself, because it's just the way you activate the brain, the way you engage different sections of the brain. It's helpful. It engages more. It activates more. It makes it more real. It makes it more tangible if you have it written down, and if you're talking about it, and if you're expressing it. Your brain's going to respond and go, oh, this person's really serious about this. I'm going to get behind and support it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we believe our own words.
Yep, absolutely. Be careful what you're saying to your brain. It's going to listen. Mm-hmm. So make sure it's good stuff. All right. Well, this has been an amazing interview. I knew it would be. I was so looking forward to it, because I knew it would be. I love your energy, and I love your message, and I love what you're bringing out to the world. Now, you have offered to the guests that your POP process workbook, and it's discovering yourself. So it's discovering yourself in New Zealand. It's an ebook that you have. Can you tell my listeners about that?
Sure. Well, I've got two things. I've got the POP process workbook in PDF form, and I also have Discovering Yourself in New Zealand, Inspiration for Reinventing Your Life. And so that's the one that I was offering in PDF form. So that's an easy downloadable, and all you need to do is email me at info@pop.today. That's POP.today. So that can just tell you a little bit about my journey here to New Zealand and what that was like, and how I reinvented once I got here, and how I learned to also slow down a little bit, and just questions to prompt that sort of change in you, but without requiring you to make an international move. You can do it sitting on your couch. So again, feel free to email me with that. You can contact me also and just let me know that that's what you're asking for on my website, which is, well, actually, I'm just going to send people to makeyourlifepop.com because I've now pointed that to the website, and that's easy to remember. So I know you've got pop.today, which is cool. And then you can also, if you can't remember that, just makeyourlifepop.com and contact me on the contact sheet there. So that was one gift that I was offering. But also, I've just recorded 4 free videos with downloadable PDFs to get you started on the pop process journey. And that is popwithpalace.com. I'm overloading their brains, aren't I, Julie? I'm giving too many websites.
No, that's fine, because you know what I'm going to do is all of these links, I'm writing them down as you're saying it, and I'm going to put it on the show page, the Brain Lady Speaks show page for today's show. So they'll be able to go there and just click through. So continue with what you're saying and just know that they'll have that to go to.
Sure. Well, I decided that I just needed to do different things to get through to people. And one was to get really real. So I did these 4 videos talking very frankly about things that have happened in my life that could have been challenges and were challenges for a while until I figured out how to get past them. And so it ranges from fear to something I call embrace the yuck, because a lot of us go through yuck in life. And it's part of that rich compost in which we grow. So so I have recorded these videos and created these downloadables just to help people along this journey, as part of my mission to help 100,000 people lead lives that pop. And you've got to get people in different ways. And on my website, you'll see, you know, the YouTube channel with a bunch of videos there and blogs that I've written. So I'm trying to just go at this from lots of different angles, you know, in addition to the professional coaching that I do, the one-on-one group and speaking and training. And Julie, you look busy. I look at some of your videos online, which is great to be able to see you in action. And it's amazing. There is such an appetite, a thirst for this kind of knowledge out there. And I do use a lot of the brain-based science, just sort of in veiled references, not as specifically as you do, because it just drives so much of human behavior, and it really is at the core of what I'm trying to teach.
Yeah, and you know what? It's just that the brain is magnificent, and I love the fact that, you know, when we've had conversations, you've shared that. So I want everyone who's listening to be able to reach out to Palace and connect with her, and just really, she's got lots of different ways. As I said, don't be overwhelmed. If you're driving, you don't have to worry about pulling over to the side of the road and writing it all down. I'm going to have all of this. It has a couple of the links currently, but I will, when I get off the show, I'll go in today and make sure that I include all of these additional links in there. And you also, she does a wonderful little video on her Facebook page, her Pop with Palace tribe that she's got going on. So that those links are also, you can find how to connect to that Facebook group on the pages that I'm giving you the links for. So you'll be able to do that. And that way you can keep, I love seeing her little, you do it your Sunday evenings, right? Or is it your Monday evenings? It's our Sunday evenings.
Yeah, it's your Sunday evenings. My Sunday. Monday midday.
Your yes. Monday midday.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
And it's not every week, but it's as regularly as I can make that happen. So, yeah. But yes, I do it live, and then it goes up as I do it as a podcast. It can be listened to as a podcast or watched as a Facebook Live.
That's great. Lots of ways to connect with you and get your little tidbits of wisdom and connect with your personality. And I'm sure my listeners will appreciate and value what you bring to the world as much as I do, because it's wonderful.
Thank
I think
you.
It needs to be done. And I love the way that you're doing it. I love the way that you're doing it. So thank you so much, Palace. We have to wrap up. Thank you so much for getting up early and spending
Truthfully,
this time with
my
us.
Pleasure.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you so much. And go rest up a bit.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Palace, very much for being on the program. And thank you, everyone, all of our listeners, for being here with us today. Whether you're listening live on this Wednesday morning, or you are listening later on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your preferred downloadable podcast is, we're available on most of them here with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I really encourage you to connect with my guest today. Go to the show page, go to brainladyspeaks.com, and that takes you directly to the show page, and click on, connect with her. Find her, follow her on Facebook, become part of her tribe on Facebook. I guarantee she brings a lot of value, and you will enjoy being with that connection. And if you like the show, share the show for me. Let's get this messaging out there. Let's get this information out to even more people to help Palace on her goal to have her, 100,000 women live their lives that pop, and me to get this brain personality connection and understanding neuroscience and how it can improve your life, your business, and your relationships with as many people as we can. So show some love and share the show. I would love that, and I would appreciate that very much. If you have an idea for a guest, if you've read a book, or you have seen someone speak, or you've heard someone on another podcast and you're like, oh, that person would be great for the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, shoot me an email. Send me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com, and we'll get them, we'll see if we can't get them on the show. Or if you've read a book and you want to come, do a little book review, we'll pop you on the show for a little bit and let you express your feelings over something that you've read. If it fits the program and it's something we can use, then we will definitely do that. So shoot me that email and we'll chat. Or maybe you just have feedback. Maybe you're like, Julie, you keep using this word over and over again. It's a word whisker. You got to stop that. Give me the feedback. I love it. Like I said, I don't mind. I can always use improvement. And I don't mind hearing from any of my followers here on the Brain Lady Speaks. So connect with me. You can also connect with all of the social media outlets. I am Brain Lady Julie on Facebook. I am at Brain Lady on Twitter. I am Brain Lady Julie on LinkedIn and on Instagram. So lots of ways that you can continue to connect with me and message me through those outlets. Also, if you want more information on the Your Best Mind certification program that we spoke about on the break today, please help me spread this word. Help me get this information out to the masses and just change the world for the better, one brain at a time. That is what we want to do. All right, that is it for the Brain Lady Speaks show today. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you again to our wonderful guest for being here. And as always, until we meet next week again, I want you to just simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week. 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia?
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at ewnpodcastnetwork.com.